I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
All right, let's get started. Let's get started this morning. I've got to bring some energy to this. I had a discussion with one of my fans, and they said, yes, you were bringing a lot of energy to the podcast. And I got to thinking about it, and I was thinking, how do you bring energy to your voice? I think it's through tone, maybe sound, the way you come across, the cadence. But that's not the point of today's story. I'm going to talk about conflict and personality. Conflict and personality. And I'm going to try to define them. I'm going to give you some examples. Then I'm going to conclude with what I'm going to say now, is that the more you know about your personality, the better you can handle conflict. Now, as many of you know, we've been working on a software program for about 2 years called Identimap, IDENTIMAP. If you go to app, that's app.identimap.com this morning, you can take our personality assessment survey. It's free, and you can learn about yourself. Now, this is a lot better than Myers-Briggs or DISC. It's faster, it's more precise in its results, and you can take it many times and see how your personality changes, if it does, over time. So, my first recommendation is immediately go, stop the podcast, go to app.identimap.com and take the survey. It takes about 5 minutes. If you're a real analyzer, it might take 8 minutes. If you're an achiever, it might take 3 or 4. But speed through it. There's 76 terms. And I believe you have to answer at least 20. You can answer 30 or 40 if you want. And it's a scoring model. And we give you an analysis of your personality based on the answers that were positive and the ones that you defaulted to negative. So that's enough about that. If you didn't understand what I said, too bad. Go over to the app.identimap.com, take the survey, and you'll see what I mean. Now, back to conflict. Of course, you have conflict every day. You're probably having one right now. Let me give you the simplest example of conflict. You order a cheeseburger with no onions. And the cheeseburger comes to your table, and it has onions. And you say to the waiter, you say, I ordered a cheeseburger with no onions. This cheeseburger has onions. And the waiter says, no, you ordered a cheeseburger with onions. I distinctly remember you ordering that cheeseburger with onions. And you say, no, I distinctly remember ordering the cheeseburger without onions. So we have the simplest of all conflicts. Now, why aren't those resolved simply? And we know, we've seen it before. We get into an argument with the waiter, and then we get worried that maybe they're going to go back and give us something that we don't want on the cheeseburger the next time. But we have a conflict, a very fundamental conflict. Now, let's kind of analyze what the issues of the conflict are. And understand that what's happened here is the conflict has become an argument. It's become a clash of egos because both parties have forgotten the objective. The waiter's objective is to keep you happy, and he didn't. Now, your objective, you ordered the cheeseburger, is to get a cheeseburger without onions. You didn't. You got one with onions. Now, we can stay on that argument for a long period of time, and at the end, we may decide that maybe you were right. Maybe the waiter was right. Maybe you were both wrong. Maybe you weren't clear. But see, because we forgot the objective. What I really want as a customer there is simply to get a cheeseburger with no onions. So I can argue all day long about whether or not the waiter heard me correctly or didn't hear me correctly, or whether or not I said it correctly, or whether or not I didn't say it correctly. But see, that's arguing on the wrong issue. The issue really is, and it can be solved simply by saying, look, I'd like to have to return this hamburger and have you bring me one without onions. Now, the waiter at that point can either agree, which is what his job is, and go do that or not. Or a smart waiter would simply say, no problem, I'll take your cheeseburger back and bring you another one without onions. That's the smartest play for the waiter. Because the issue, again, is not the argument about who said what to whom about the onions. It's customer service, or good customer service, versus delivering what the customer ordered or what the customer wants. Simple idea of conflict. Now, how do you handle that in a similar situation? Because I can tell you that the way you handle it is a function of your, you guessed it, it's a function of your, guess what? It's a function of your personality. That's what it's a function of. How you handle that conflict. If you understood your own personality, you might be able to handle that conflict better. If you have a personality that really revolves around you being right, then you're going to handle that conflict in a certain way. You want the waiter to say to you, Mr. Customer, I was wrong. I put the order in wrong. You were right. I'll get you another cheeseburger. Now, that may make you feel better because now the other person has admitted they were wrong, but I'll guarantee you they don't believe they were wrong. But that's not the issue anyway, is it? If your personality is more conciliatory, you might say, you know, I'm sorry, I'll just take the onions off and eat the cheeseburger as it is. So your personality affects how you react to that. Your personality might even go to the extreme of saying, you know, I'm not saying anything. You get a hamburger with no onions, the waiter goes away. You look at the other person at your table and you say, I know I ordered this without onions, but you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'll just take the onions off. So your personality affects the way you handle or react to those situations. Now, the more you know about your personality, the better off you are. Now, the person simply says, I'll take the onions off. Now, that may be a simple way to do it, but it means the person lacks some assertiveness. And also, if the person doesn't like onions, now he's got a cheeseburger that smells like onions. And by the way, that person with that type of attitude is going to complain during the rest of the meal, gosh, I don't like onions. I wish they'd take these onions off. I knew I ordered them, et cetera, et cetera. You see what I'm saying? I stopped the recording for a second, so I'm picking it back up. And if you haven't done it, immediately go to app.identimap.com and take the personality survey. And how do you think I react when I get a cheeseburger with onions when I ordered one without onions? Well, to tell you the truth, I used to make a big deal out of it. Now I simply say, can you take these onions off, please? And they usually do it. But that's an adjustment in my own personality because I've learned that jumping all over the waiter doesn't help much. The waiter will go back into the kitchen and say, that damn customer, he ordered it with onions and I gave it to him with onions. Now he says he wants it without onions. An argument is a clash of egos. A conflict is an opportunity to use your personality to effectuate what you actually want out of that discussion. The right personality, the right attitude, the right response to the waiter, and you would get your cheeseburger back with no onions, no problem. It's your personality that controls that. Now, let's talk about conflict just for a second. I've written, by the way, a definition of conflict for myself. And I'm going to read it, so it'll sound like I'm reading it. Conflict is a persistent state of divergent, opposing, or unaligned interests. Persistent state of unaligned interest. An attorney-client relationship is a state of unaligned interest. For example, an attorney and his client are in a negotiating meeting, and on the other side of the table is the other attorney and that client. And during the discussion, it looks like the clients want to settle, but guess what? The attorneys don't. They still want to argue the legal language of the agreement, don't they? Now, don't misunderstand me. The attorneys are ethical. They're operating in the best interests of their client. But the interests are still misaligned. If the negotiation's over that day, the attorney bills a few hours and goes away. If the negotiations take a few more weeks, the attorneys build a lot more lines, a lot more hours. So are the interests aligned? Well, sure, the attorney wants to do this best job for his client. He wants to keep his client, but he also gets paid by the hour. You can't get away from that fact. The client might want to just settle and get out of there. And the attorney might be doing a really good job for the client by not letting him settle so fast. So there are pros and cons of that relationship, but there's an inherent conflict of interest. Now think about this, because somebody would say, no, that's not right, Mr. Sherwood. Well, there's an inherent conflict of interest when the person who represents the client has their business, which is billing hours, and the client has his own business. Now those interests, even though they're misaligned, even though there's an inherent conflict in the alignment, can result in a marvelous result in a negotiation. If both parties disclose to each other what they're thinking and what their interests are. But if they don't, then the conflict can continue. So that's one example of a conflict. Ordering food is another example. In an attorney-client or business advisor interest, I get paid by the hour. Somebody asks me to work on a project. Gosh, if the project's over, guess what? I don't bill any more time. Now, I want to do a good job for the client, of course. I'm ethical. I have integrity. But there's still a fundamental conflict that has to be aligned at some level in order to maximize the benefits of a conflict of interest. Personality conflicts in a marriage can exist and function successfully. A man and a woman can have totally different personalities, which can be fundamentally a conflict. I can't understand why you don't understand my point of view. Well, I don't understand why you don't understand my point of view. Now, the points of view in that situation are a function of the person's personality. I want to go to California on Monday. Let's go. No, I can't make it on Monday. Why? Well, it's too early to go. Where do you want to go to eat? I don't care. Let's go eat Chinese food. No, I don't want Chinese food. See, there's a fundamental conflict in personality. One personality says, where do you want to go to eat? And that personality is just asking for, where do you want to go to eat? And he wants an answer, or she wants an answer. The other person's personality is somewhat reluctant to make that commitment, or maybe even haven't thought about it much, because they like to think about those things a while. One might be an analyzer. One might be an achiever who makes decisions quicker and, frankly, doesn't really care. He doesn't really care where they eat. So all day long, you'll have these conflicts, right? Business has many natural conflicts. You work for a corporation. You have your own personal goals. The company has goals. Now, the company's goal is to keep you, but not to overpay you. Your goal is to maximize how much you can earn. Company goals are different than individual client goals, and that's always the conflict, how to align the individual goals, the employee goals, with the goals of the corporation. That is a constant struggle. It is a constant discussion to get the personal goals of the individual, of the employee, aligned with the company goals. The company goals might be flat out to maximize profits. The employees' goals might be to show up 8 hours a day, get their work done, get a paycheck, and then get a raise if they do a good job. The struggle is always aligning goals or personalities or situations that are in conflict. What I'd like to have you do this week, maybe starting today, that is after you go to app.identimap.com and take our personality test. Now, if you forgot the URL, go to our website, which is www.identimap.com, and on the front page, it tells you how to take the survey, and it also gives you a member number. And if you put that member number in when you actually set up your account, I'll be able to look at your personality profile too. And if you like, you can call me and I'll explain to you in a little more detail what it means. So that's what I'm going to say about conflict and personality and why they're both important. So it kind of like the thought for today is you're going to be in a lot of conflicts today. The next time a conflict arises, a disagreement, a dispute, a difference of opinion, which are all derivatives of the main idea of a conflict, think about your own personality and how you're reacting to that conflict. The cheeseburger with no onions, the corporate goals that don't quite fit your own. I'll give you another example from my past right before we end up this session on conflict and personality. Many years ago, I was president of a company in California, and the company was purchased by a firm called Hesch. And the company was formed by myself and my partner, who was a fellow by the name of Dr. Matthew Zuckerman. And we flipped a coin when we found that when we started the company to see who would be president. I wound up being president. He was vice president. Flip of a coin. So now jump forward. 6 years later, we sell the company to Hesch. Hesch is a German company. So now picture this. We're in a conference room. There's me. There's Dr. Zuckerman. There's Gene Kleiner, one of our main investors. And a representative of Hesch, of the German company that just purchased us. Now, they owned us at this point. In this conference room at this point, they had paid us off. They had given us our checks. That was it. So then they announced, because I hadn't even thought about this. They said, oh, by the way, Bob, we do not want you to stay on as president. We want Dr. Zuckerman to become president. My reaction was like a tornado. I just reacted so negatively, so vehemently. And remember, I didn't own the company. They didn't have to do anything. But I went crazy on, like, I started this company and I worked my rear off for it, and I'm not about to have somebody else be president. Now, that personal opinion meant nothing because they owned the company at that point. So I went on and on. I ranted and I raved and I stomped around the conference room table. And all the while I'm looking over at my partner, Matt Zuckerman, he didn't say a word. He didn't assert himself. And I can tell you in retrospect, if he would have asserted himself, if he would have said, Bob, you've been president for 6 years, give somebody else a chance, I think I might have reacted differently. But he didn't assert himself. Maybe he liked me too much, or maybe he was just non-assertive. I think he didn't assert himself because of his own fundamental personality. Meanwhile, I was over-assertive, and you guess what happened is they folded. Now, they didn't have to fold. I had no right. I had no vote. The company had been sold. So the point of that is don't rant and rave to get your way, but who knows what might have happened if I would have taken a different tone, let Matt be president, and I could have gone off and did something else. That would have been better, I think, in retrospect. As it turned out, in the year that they kept me on as president, I really did nothing. I had no interest because why? I didn't own the company anymore. I didn't own a single share of stock. I really wasn't interested. I reacted negatively without thinking, about what was best for the other shareholders and for my partner. I regret that to this day. I don't believe I will react like that ever again, because I have a better concept of my own personality. Now, that doesn't mean I sometimes fly off the handle, because I do, but I now have a better understanding of my own personality and how I handle conflict. And that's my message for you. It's kind of a long message today, but you need to think about it. Think about conflict. Think about your own personality. And think about how you can use your personality and recognize your personality differences and handle conflict better. And that's all for today. This is Bob Sherwood signing off. I hope you learned something from this, or at least thought about something from this, with respect to conflict and your own personality. Know your personality. It'll help you resolve conflicts faster, easier, and with less stress. Have a good day. Talk to you in a few days. Now, don't misunderstand me.